McGraw-Hill Audio presents How to Get Started in Real Estate Investing. Written by Robert Irwin. Read by William DeFries. Chapter 1. The Hidden Rules of Successful Real Estate Investing. You want to get started investing in real estate, but you're just not sure what you need. How much money does it take? What sort of financial condition do you need to be in? What should be your goals? What's a realistic time frame? Is a particular mindset useful or even necessary? These are reasonable questions to ask. After all, you don't want to dive into a pool until you've determined how deep the water is. Similarly, you shouldn't dive into real estate investing until you've plumbed the financial depths involved. In this chapter, we'll answer these and other questions that first-time investors are likely to have. How much money do I need? Not a whole lot. Of course, the amount depends on where you're starting. If you want to buy your first rental house, and if you're willing to move into it for a while, before you subsequently rent it out and resell it, then the very best financing in the world is available to you. You can get a mortgage for as much as 103% of the purchase price. That means you can get financing to cover all of the cost of the home, plus virtually all of the cost of the closing. Your out-of-pocket expenses are zero. Where else can you get into an investment for as little? Of course, it's a different story if you buy a home with the express intention of using it as an investment rental. You'll need to put about 10% down plus closing costs. On a $200,000 home, that's about $25,000, a substantial sum of money. Should I invest full-time? In the beginning, it's usually a mistake to invest in real estate as a full-time job. For most people, the best way to invest in property is usually on a part-time basis. It's important to understand that initially, it's unlikely that you'll get enough income to live on out of your properties. After a few years, when the properties have aged and values and rental rates have gone up, it's a different story. But for the first 10 years, it's better to think in terms of reinvesting rather than withdrawing income. All of which is to say that you need to have a steady full-time job for at least the first 10 years you are investing, because your property won't likely yield enough steady income for you to live on. The most successful real estate investors I've known, your author included, buy property for the long term. If you go the long-term route, you won't have to worry as much about making occasional mistakes, because property values almost always go up with inflation and housing shortages. So eventually, you'll come out all right. Aiming at first just to break even, most investors don't count on taking money out monthly. After a few years, however, when rental rates go up, they will probably be able to take out a strong, steady stream of income. So consider investing in real estate on the side. For a while, at least, don't make it your primary objective. In other words, don't quit your day job. Just keep at it for enough years, and you'll be able to retire early with a huge bounty to rely on. You should plan on holding real estate investments for the long term because you're building your net worth. The more properties you own, presumably the greater your wealth over time, and also because this wealth tends to be illiquid. In the span of a few years, you might easily acquire $1 million or more in equity and property, but you'll probably have very little cash in the bank. This situation is spoken of as being cash poor, a common condition for real estate investors. Being cash poor, however, is no longer the serious problem it was in the past. Today, with equity loans and all types of refinancing possible, it's much easier to get cash out of your investment properties when you need it. All of which is to say that if you own a lot of property and have a sudden big personal expense, you'll probably have the means to easily cover it. For example, let's say a big personal expense comes up, such as a sudden illness, a wedding, college education, or the need for a new car, anything that requires a lot of money. to get the money you need, you can refinance a property. Alternatively, you could also sell a property, but that could take more time and you would no longer have your investment. I always cringe when I hear those who purport to be financial advisors advise young couples to put away a certain percentage of their income, usually into stocks and bonds, which these advisors often just happen to be selling, so that the couple will have the money to pay for their children's college education and their own retirement. This philosophy seems to be that you should live less well today by scrimping and saving so that you can live less well tomorrow. How much better it is to own a bunch of homes and other real estate nearly paid off that you can harvest for the money you need for these expenses when you need it. And you don't have to be scrimping and saving your entire life to pay for these expenses. Your tenants will handle that for you.